This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. TSA agents in Houston are happy now that the government shutdown has ended. Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem handed out checks to TSA members at George Bush Intercontinental Airport yesterday. Our Tom Perumian has left me live now with those details. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Those dedicated Transportation Security Agency officers who continued to serve in their positions of responsibility received $10,000 checks on Thursday, the checks handed out by Kristi Noem for their service during the government shutdown. At a press conference, Noem praised the TSA agents for continuing to report to work despite not getting paid for 43 days. She took time to praise two TSA officers, Rayco Walker and Ashley Robinson, for working extra shifts and maintaining a good working attitude in the midst of the government shutdown. Matt?
All right, Tom. Several flights are still expected to be canceled or delayed today out of Houston's two airports, so it's still a good idea to check and see if your flight is heading out on time. The newly passed federal ban on hemp-based products containing THC could have a significant negative effect on the Texas economy. Our government reporter Andrew Schneider says the ban could wind up hitting a wide range of Texas industries that rely on hemp in any form.
Texas produces more hemp than almost any other state in the country, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Economist Bo Whitney estimates the Texas hemp industry employs roughly 53,000 people and pays wages of just over $2 billion.
Those people now, instead of contributing into the state coffers from a revenue perspective, payroll taxes, business taxes, sales taxes, this will now be an expenditure that is needing to be absorbed by the state.
Those numbers include workers involved in cultivating, manufacturing, distributing, and selling hemp-derived cannabinoids. But Whitney says the legislation would discourage the cultivation of any hemp. The ban takes effect in November 2026. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Houston's food insecure households are more likely to report poor health outcomes and go uninsured. That's according to a recent survey from Rice University's Kinder Institute. Luz Garcini is the Institute's Director of Community and Public Health.
I think it's our responsibility to do more than identify the problem. The problem is not new. Is it getting worse? Absolutely.
The study found Houston's Hispanic residents make up the largest share of uninsured food insecure households. And Texas A&M says that any courses that advocate for, quote, race or gender ideology or topics related to sexual orientation or gender identity must first be pre-approved now. That policy change was made yesterday by the board. Enforcement will begin in the spring semester. Board members in favor of the policy say this will ensure education in the classroom, not activism. Several former and current faculty members spoke out against it, however. This comes just a few months after A&M's former president Mark Welsh resigned over a controversy about a class relating to gender identity. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.